Good afternoon. Welcome to Seagate Rackets Podcast with your host, John Phillips, Director of Rackets here at the Seagate Country Club on this Tuesday, December 8th, 2020, sharing with you my thoughts on tennis. And today, our first podcast really is focusing on league play. And I thought it's fitting to focus on league play because in a little bit more than a month from now, we will have a league, a team participating in something called the Queen League. It consists of three lines of play, one match a week, one practice a week, and it runs for about 3 months. And I think we also have people hopefully listening that not just are going to be participating in the Queen League, but they also will be participating in some other type of league. And so before all these leagues start and people start to compete and socialize and get to know other clubs, I thought it was important for me just to share my opening thoughts on the upcoming season. And the first thing I'd like to share is really for players to understand that people are joining and will always join leagues for different reasons. You might have someone who comes who is uber competitive, but you know what? You might also have someone who's uber social. You might have somebody who comes and says, I need to win at all costs. It's all about winning. It's all business, right? And then there's someone else that says, I just want to enjoy the good weather. I want to have a good conversation. I want to share a laugh. I just want to have fun. Okay? And you have a mix between the two. And so it's just really important when you join a team that you understand people are coming from different backgrounds. People have different expectations. And I think that's just really important for players to understand when they join a league. Some people are going to be very competitive. Some people are going to be very social. And some people are going to fall right in the middle. Okay? And that's okay. That's okay. Because after all, we're not getting paid to play. We're not out here looking to win millions of dollars on a Friday afternoon or a Friday morning or whenever it is that we play. We're generally out here because we want to have a good time and we want to improve our lives. And this is a way of improving our life. And some people, improving their life means being very competitive, and other people, being very social. Have a conversation. Share a laugh, right? The mix between the two. So that's the first point I'd like to make. The second point I'd like to make is, you know, managing expectations of yourself, of really not going into a season and thinking macro, but rather thinking micro. I think one of the big mistakes that you could make going into league play is waking up and saying, I got to win my matches. That's not a good idea. And the reason it's not a good idea is because a lot of times it's out of your control. You don't know the type of opponents that you're going to be playing against. And you don't also sometimes know the partners that you're going to be partnered with. And so to wake up every single day and say, I got to win the match, I got to win the match, I got to win the match, it's too macro, not enough micro, okay? Instead of thinking about those type of things, winning matches, winning games, winning points, winning sets, think micro. Am I getting my first serve in 75% of the time? That's in your control. Am I split-stepping every single time I receive a ball from my opponents? Am I watching the contact point? Am I making sure that I'm getting 100% of my returns in on playable serves that are hit to me? All of the things that I just mentioned, those are micro things. That is where your focus should be. And the winning matches, that'll come. That'll come if you're checking off all those boxes. I mentioned this before about if you're at the net, I say there's two check marks, right? Open the racket face, right? Open the racket face, okay? See the ball to the center of the strings. Right? Just those little things. Open the racket face. See the ball to the center of your strings. Open up the racket face. See the ball. It's micro. It's not hit a cross-court volley. Yes, hitting a cross-court volley is a good thing. Maybe it's hitting down the line a good thing. But you can't do that unless you open up that racket face and you watch that ball to the center of your strings. Okay, so think micro, not macro, when you go about your league play. The last point that I want to make, it's a little pessimistic, you'll make fun of me for it, but it's actually not getting into the habit of when you step off a court after unfortunately losing a match or losing a game during your practice session and saying, I lost because I just didn't play well. What you should say is, I lost because the other team was better than me. And I know you're not supposed to say that. I know it's a dirty little secret that you're supposed to keep to yourself, right? We're all supposed to walk off a court and say, I didn't play well, right? But just think about this for a second. Put yourself in the other team's shoes. And you play an amazing match. And both teams were very even. And you played great. And your partner played great. And you won. And you walk off the court. And as you walk off the court, the team that you played is having a conversation. And you overhear the conversation that they're having. And you hear the words, we just didn't play good today. That's why we lost. In my opinion, it's very disrespectful. And the reason it's disrespectful is because you're not acknowledging the success of the other team. Yes, don't get me wrong. I understand there are times that you lose a match because you don't play well. You wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You're just not in it. Okay? But a lot of times the reason you lose, and again, we as tennis players don't like to admit this, especially pros, is because the other team's just better than you. And I think once you get to the point of admitting the fact that when you lose a match or you lose a ground stroke game or a live ball doubles game in a practice, once you understand that you lost that game because the other team was stronger than you and there's something about your game that you need to work on, okay? Only then can you really improve. And I want to end on that note because one of the things that I always will say, and it's, I've learned this over the years, like what is a, it's a hard thing to do, but what is the most positive thing? How can you get someone to think positive after losing a match, right? I wrestle with this all the time. It's like, okay, someone just lost a match. They probably don't want to talk to you, right? They want you to listen. They got something to say and they really don't want to hear anything from you. They just want you to listen, okay? But if you do, if you were going to say something, how can you put forward the most positive message possible without sounding fake, right? And the message that I have for you is that when you lose, in many ways, your opponents gave you a gift, and the gift was exposure. They exposed what you didn't do well. And had it not been for them beating you, a part of your game that isn't so great would have never been exposed. So you should thank them for that gift. And that's kind of what I want to leave you with today, is that when you lose a ground stroke game in a practice match, or you lose a game in a match, or a match, right? Understand that even though there's a lot of darkness and losing, understand that there was a gift that was given to you, and that gift was exposure. Exposing something that you need to work on. You know, I go back to my micro versus macro. Another reason why I think the macro, why thinking macro is a bad idea in tennis is if you win a match and your goal is to win a match, there's no guarantee that you won that match because you have the perfect game. All I know is that you won that match because, well, you were stronger than the other team. What happens if that team just wasn't that good? Well, then we know that part of your game isn't going to be exposed against players that aren't that great. But because your macro goal was win a match, win a match, win a match, you walk off the court and you think for the next week, you really don't have to work on anything. Or some things that you have to work on, because they weren't exposed, you don't take them that seriously. And so, again, I know it's difficult. You lose a game, you lose a set, you lose a match, you walk off the court, you don't even want to say the score to the coach, right? How can you put together a positive message? And the way that I could explain to any player out there, okay, the thing that I would say that isn't fake, that isn't just, oh, it's okay, you'll get him next time, right? No, the one message I would say is, in all this chaos, they did give you a gift, and that gift was exposure. Okay, just something to think about as obviously we enter into the upcoming season. I look forward to doing another podcast. I look forward to getting emails, getting texts. If you have any questions and you want me to answer these questions on this podcast, by all means, email me, text me those questions, and I'd love to have, I will definitely take the time and would love to obviously talk about those questions and answer them to the best of my ability. So thank you again for joining the Seagate Rackets podcast with John Phillips, Director of Rackets here at the Seagate, and I'll be back next week.